Hello, my name is Nancy Villafranca Guzman and I am the Director of Education for the Chicago History Museum. This week's challenge explores the rich history of the neighborhood of Pilsen. When Mexican immigrants came to Chicago, they faced many challenges. In response, they made choices that shaped the neighborhood of Pilsen by making it an essential part of the city's identity. Let's begin. Pilsen, a house called Aztlan. Pilsen is a neighborhood on the southwest side of the city of Chicago that has been around since the 1800s. In the 1840s, Ireland faced many challenges, and that is why some Irish people made the choice to immigrate to Chicago. When they arrived in Chicago, they moved into the Pilsen neighborhood. After the Irish, people from Germany, Czechoslovakia, Poland, and Italy also moved to Pilsen. In the 1920s, Pilsen had the largest Czech population. They named the neighborhood Pilsen after a city in Czechoslovakia, now called the Czech Republic. In the 1950s, many Mexican migrants came to Chicago and also later settled in the neighborhood of Pilsen. When they arrived in Chicago, they faced many challenges. One of these challenges was the lack of government and social assistance for Mexican families. Another challenge was the lack of Latino teachers and bilingual classes. The Pilsen residents voiced their concerns to their city government, but they were not heard. That is why they made the choice to form their own organization. Mexicans in Pilsen created a community center called Casa Aztlan. Casa Aztlan was a place where they could find help like food assistance. It also hosted after-school programs for students that emphasized Mexican culture. Casa Aztlan also helped Mexicans living in Pilsen get access to medical treatment. We will pause here momentarily to discuss the blue box to the right of the article. The box discusses the meaning of the word Aztlan. Why Aztlan? According to the Aztec people, they are descended from a place called Aztlan. Although the precise location of Aztlan is not known, some historians think it was located in what is now California, New Mexico, Arizona, Oklahoma, Nevada, and Texas. The name of the Aztecs also refers to Aztlan. Their name in Nahuatl means people from Aztlan. Nahuatl is the language the Aztec and other indigenous peoples speak. The Mexican residents of Pilsen faced many challenges in the education system of the city. Pilsen did not have a high school that helped students who spoke Spanish. Schools in the neighborhood made Spanish-speaking students attend special education classes. This was a problem because it held back students with a lot of potential simply because they did not speak English. In the 1970s, mothers like Raquel Guerrero petitioned the city to build a school in their neighborhood. They wanted the school to be bilingual for the students in Pilsen. Sadly, the mothers and other community members were ignored. This is when the mothers and other activists made the important choice to protest. They did not give up and continued to protest for almost 5 years. Finally, the city gave in, and Benito Juarez Community Academy High School was built in 1977. The school was named after Mexico's 26th president, Benito Juarez. Another challenge Mexicans living in Pilsen faced was a lack of access to medical care. Many were afraid to go to hospitals because hospital workers did not speak Spanish. Hospitals also did not have translators. In 1989, Carmen Velasquez opened the Alivio Medical Center to help Mexican Chicagoans who did not speak English. Despite the hardships they faced, Mexicans in Pilsen created beautiful murals in their neighborhood. These murals celebrate the history of the neighborhood. Some of the murals were created back in the early 1960s. The murals emphasize the rich culture of Mexicans. Some of the murals focus on the rights of immigrants. Murals like the Declaration of Immigration affirm the rights of all Chicagoans to live in the city. Despite all the challenges that Mexicans faced, they shaped the neighborhood of Pilsen into a place where Mexican immigrants could feel welcome. They changed Chicago public schools to make sure they serve all bilingual students, including those who spoke other languages, not just Spanish. They created life-saving institutions, including a museum of Mexican art, and their art made the city beautiful. During uncertain times, Mexicans helped shape Chicago into a city where immigrants feel welcome. Thank you for reading with me, and have a great day.